Did I tell you I went to Black Church recently?
It's weird. No.
I went recently. Pretty man. I promised her like months ago. She's like, you have to come to church with
were
me.
Were they shucking and jiving?
Dude, here's the thing. So I walk in. She knows the people who have the church or whatever from one of her jobs. And then like, so I'm like, oh, this is going to be awkward as
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, right. You were having fun in there.
Guess so. Here's what happens though. Because there's a lot of startup churches. So we roll in there and I'm like, oh my God, it's going to be packed. It's going to be packed. We're the only two in there. It's just a dude at a thing being like, to all the glory. And then there's a lady singing like, glory to him. And then a guy playing piano. And then there's a camera recording. There was a lot of like smaller churches broadcast on the internet. So it was just us. So we just sat there and this guy, they did like songs, just the two of us.
Oh my God, dude. How did you not tell me this?
I forgot all about this.
We should be talking about this instead of breadcrumbs.
I forgot all about
this,
dude.
This is the most amazing thing.
I forgot. So I
walked. You got an individual church showing.
And it was just like, I'm like sitting there like trying
just
to make
people singing?
Yeah. It was just me and her in a room of like 12 chairs and this guy being like, it would be like song, speech.
Did you had to participate?
A couple times she kind of like tap me to follow along or like tap me. My mom does the same shit. When I'm in church, she'll like tap me to respond. I'm like, dude, get off. She tried it a couple times and I was just like, I don't know this stuff. But then afterwards, it just stopped. It would just end at no communion. And they were like, thanks for coming. I was like, yo, definitely. You have to leave like a little feedback card, like what you liked about it. It was sweet.
So how long was it?
It was about an hour.
Just, holy fuck, dude. That's like the biggest nightmare. I'd be laughing the entire time.
I was like.
How did you not laugh?
I hope it's not crowded. We opened the doors. I'm like, oh, no. This is worse. I had no idea what it was going to be like.
It's way worse.
And then, like, I just sat there next to Brittany, and she would just be, you know, she fucking loves church. So she'd be, like, just sitting there, like.
She was getting the Holy Spirit a little.
Yeah, she was getting the word.
She was, like, she was participating?
Yeah, dude, Brittany's a religious woman, dude.
So, like, the priest would be like, and then the Lord said.
Was he
pastoring? Like, was he getting into it, or was he.
So what I've noticed this before, it's like you say the word amen, like, every sixth word. And it's like, sometimes we need to take a second, amen, and we got to praise the Lord, amen, and like you just keep saying amen as you talk, but he wasn't going like full like,
yeah,
you know. And I said, Obama.
Did you say Obama in that?
Did
you just do a black preacher act out and included the word Obama?
Yes, because I witnessed
how
that.
How dare
I witnessed it once, so there was a thing called Funeral for a House, where like the city and a documentary team got together and videotaped like this house getting knocked down and then videotaped the neighborhood and they asked people like who used to live there and blah, blah, blah. It was next door to the house I used to live in. It was a prostitute living in there. But they like they went back to like the old days.
You lived
days.
Next to a prostitute.
Yeah, she was rough. And then her daughter, so she was like literally the day I pulled up there with my brother, this lady just lifted her shirt up. She was like a shaped like a jelly bean, dude, and just had two just like deflated tits just hanging down.
She showed you her tits right away.
Boom, lifted her shirt, and
that's
I was
a good fucking neighbor. A lot of people might bring over like
she
a
just
tray
showed her tits,
food.
And then
she
I pulled
just
up, and I'm like, "Yo, I'm living right there." And she goes, "Oh, okay, my bad, sorry about that." She was just letting people know.
She was showing the goods.
What was good? So then she lived with. She lived with this guy. I forget his name. He was like this light skinned dude, and she was convinced he was gay. So like, she would have constant drama going on when I lived there.
Yeah.
And then she was like, I need you to take me down to Lancaster Avenue. My husband's down there. He's down there with a man. My husband's gay. I know he'd be fucking dudes. And I'm like, dude, I can't. I'm
That's how you get AIDS.
It could be.
In that scenario. That's probably why she was pissed. I mean, she's a prostitute.
She's a prostitute and she thought he was kind of, I think they were drug addicts. I think he was turning tricks too. I think
prostitute, drugs, and a husband that's fucking men.
That's full pedal.
You're up there with that fucking AIDS.
Yeah.
That's like the three.
Yeah, you're increasing your chances. You're doing like AIDS power ups for sure.
She was ready for
it. Yeah, that's a bonus level.
She saw Philadelphia and liked it.
Her daughter moved in with her. And then at the same time, their landlord died. And through like the will or the testament, they left a white Ford Explorer there. It was her landlord's car sitting on the lot next to us because we had four vacant lots next to us. And then her daughter started running tricks too, but in that car was her office. So you look out and just see that fucking Explorer shaking at like, you know, 6 in the evening and stuff. The guy who lived there before witnessed like multiple blowjobs outside.
What?
But then whatever. But then this lady.
Where in Philly was this?
37th and Mellon, where I used to live.
Damn.
Up in West Philly. It was only like three houses on the block. Everything was knocked down. And I lived there for like 2 years when I just got out of college. I was chilling there. And then the one day, this lady's daughter, who was like the junior hooker, she smoked dust and jumped out of a third-story window. So I'm sitting in my room, I hear, oh, my God. She's freaking the fuck out. And I go outside. I'm like, what's the matter? She was like, my baby, just this and that. And then she was like, can you please take me to the hospital? And I'm like, yes, I got you. Drove her down to Penn. And she's like, thank you so much. And as she like, she went to give me a hug, kissed me square on the lips, dude, as I dropped her off. And I was like,
oh, no.
I mean, I felt so bad for the lady. So I gave her a hug. And then
this was the lady that was, wait.
The older lady who showed me her tits. Oh,
okay.
See, big one, not the daughter.
The daughter had jumped out of the window somewhere else.
Somewhere in North Philly, okay. Out of like a third-story right. Window. No, I didn't see that.
Heard the news and reacted.
She's like, get me to a hospital. I think they transported her.
I thought the lady who jumped out of the third-story window kissed you.
Yeah, that would have been fucking sick. No,
I was like, damn, she powered through that.
She was in a hospital in like critical condition, and then I had to drop this lady off at
the
hospital.
Did you ever find out if that lady lived?
I don't know, but then that lady, we used to call her Biggie Shorty.
She was having a good life.
We used to call her Biggie Shorty from Pootie Tang, the lady who stands at the bus stop and fucking dance. She would just stand outside and dance. It was so funny. But yeah, so anyway, the whole point of I was telling you that, they knocked down her house after she died, and then she died not too long after.
How'd she die?
Who knows? So I was off the block by then. I got out. I moved out of the hood.
Yeah.
I was in Jersey. Trying
How old do you think she was?
Probably like 55.
All right, so it was ripe time to die.
Yeah, yeah. She
if
was.
If you're running that life, 55, that's
she was
a good
she
run.
Was redlining pretty fucking
that's
hard.
That's a good run.
Yeah, she was redlining pretty hard. But
yeah,
she,
I'd be
lucky
to make it to 55.
That's what I'm saying.
Just from like meat.
Yeah, from nitrates. But they ended up knocking down her house. But they had like a whole ceremony, and they had like a pastor come in, and that area was apparently part of what was called like the, I'm gonna say promise zone by Obama, where he like promised tons of money to go into certain pockets of different cities. Which, you know, didn't really happen, but the
it didn't happen.
I mean, I still go up there all the time to see my house.
So Obama, you think he went to the back of that?
I'm not fucking, saying he
you
did.
Think he went into that Ford once or twice and was like, "All right." I'll
you think
throw
he lost
money.
A couple bucks? No, I mean, it
I
just,
think he threw that dollar.
You get a
out
government organization, you get people just start taking that money. It comes in, and they're like, "Oh, well, we need to do this, we need to do that," and then people overinflate shit. You know, they're like, "Well, we got to build a new building," and people are just, dude. I knew a guy who used to work for PHA, building houses for them. And he used to order materials off of PHA's thing and have the city pay for all of his materials and then just go do a house on his own. Like, that shit's happening left and right.
Yeah, of course.
Because it's no one's money.
Yeah.
But my whole reason I told you that whole story is they had the funeral for the house. There's a preacher standing in front of the house, and they're like, and this house, is standing here, it's the promise zone of Obama, And I was sitting there watching it like, and my dad just in a machine just sitting there ready
oh
to tear
God.
It down. I'm watching it just like, dude, this is fucking crazy.
That is crazy.
My mom was there. Was like
and you and your family tore down the house?
My dad did, yeah. I was just there watching. My mom was there. My dad was there. My niece, I sat there and held my niece while this guy like did the thing.
Why he gave the Obama speech?
Yeah, he did the Obama hall.
It's like Obama hall.
Obama hall.
Save all this house. It's all promise zone.
You get it, Jeffy. Dude, you have to yell like, and then Obama came down, amen, and he blessed this land. And like, dude, it's like, I've absorbed a lot of it. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch. I was watching it just like, dude, this guy can say anything. I'm sitting here just like. This is the promise Obama zone, dude. Sick. That's fucking awesome.
Obama promised us this? That's fucking
yeah.
That's awesome, dude.
Well, I think so they built across the street eventually. Nice. They built like it was just like 8 Section 8 houses.
I think one of my favorite YouTube videos or vines is a black preacher at a funeral and he's holding a dove. He's like, if I had wings I would fly like this dove. And then he throws it and it's dead and it just it just lands and all the black people are like, oh, it's so funny.
I think I saw that.
If I had wings, I would fly like dude. Dove. He throws it, it's fucking dead. It's great.
Dude, that's
true. When black people, this is one thing I will say. Black dudes tend to look exactly like their fucking mom with a wig. Have you ever seen that? Dude, look no. at, I swear to God, any black dude, look at no. a picture of their mom, it's just them with a wig.
No.
I guarantee, look at Kevin Hart. Look at fucking any black dude, I promise.
That'd be sick if you started just jerking off to black dudes, you photoshopped things.
I remember I walked into my friend Jamal's brother's house, and there was a picture of their mom and their son on the wall.
Yeah.
And it literally was just, it just looked like Jamal with a wig, and I was like, oh fuck, it's hilarious.
No, I've seen I know a lot of black dudes that took on their father's features.
Really?
Where like it would look nothing like. Like, my girlfriend looks just like it. No, don't give me that. I'm not howdy-towdying you.
You are.
I think, well, Shane, wait, you sound as offensive.
No, it's not offensive. If I agree with you, I go, yeah, absolutely.
You don't think black people look like their mom?
No more than anyone else looks like their mom. I take all my dad's figures. My dad, because my dad didn't smoke cigarettes. Who's that? That looks exactly like Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart's mom.
Holy shit.
All right. Name a black dude. Any black dude.
All right. Tim Duncan. His mom's probably too old. All right.
That's, you can't go white people.
Is he half white?
You can't go light skin.
Okay. All right. Hold on. I'm going to hit you with one. You won't be able to find that. I was trying to think of DMX's mom. I'm like, you're not going to find that. Go to like Nick Cannon's mom. He's probably got a hot mom. I can look at dudes and see, tell they have a hot mom. There's dudes I know that have like hot mom, hot sister face.
I just typed in LeBron James.
Yeah, cheekbones. LeBron James is cheekbones. Tough. Yeah,
his isn't that close.
The cheekbones are there, but that's the
all right, Nick Cannon.
Kevin
mom.
Hart, 100%. I say you have a grand slam. That's right now. That's your hunter gatherer theory, and I like it right now with that. I'm just thinking about like my girlfriend's brother looks exactly like his fucking like spitting image. It's bizarre.
Really?
It's bizarre. It's actually kind of creepy. But Kevin Hart will give you that, man. That's a fucking spitting image.
Not close.
Martin Lawrence. Do Martin Lawrence.
Nick Cannon's mom does not very close. But they look the same.
Nick Cannon's mom looks like Mariah Carey. Is that? Did he marry Mariah Carey?
Yeah.
Dude, his mom looks like if Mariah Carey stayed awake for like 40 years.
Who was the one? Martin Lawrence?
Yeah, Martin Lawrence. I don't know. Bernie Mac does not look like his mom, dude. He got his daddy face. That's my poem. He got hurt that. Dude, I still can't get over that guy's poem. What's Martin Lawrence's mammy look like? That's. Please hold that to the cams, dude. Give that to the cams. Oh, my God. Sorry. Mom, if you're listening, dude. You don't know what that is, dude.
Yeah, if you're listening, dude, you got to join the Patreon where you can watch these videos.
Oh, quick, pull up Tyler Perry's mom.
Well, anyway, my theory is pretty wrong.
Yeah. That was a good one. Hey, welcome to my world, man. That's why you toss them out.
Black dudes look like they're the black dudes.
Seriously,
moms
do Tyler Perry's like mom. Do Tyler Perry's mom. Don't put Madea.
Well, the problem with Martin Lawrence's mom is every picture is just Martin Lawrence dressed up like a lady. Same thing will be with Tyler Perry.
You think? Yeah, that's true. That's true. That was a hot black conspiracy theory that they had to put like
you have to,
Eddie Murphy had to wear a dress.
I think he was into that.
Eddie Murphy was a
freaky, I think Eddie Murphy boy. Got into the T porn, didn't he?
Yeah, he dabbled. He dabbled hard. And he also was married to Scary Spice. He was married to Scary Spice.
Tyler Perry's backing up my theory pretty strong, dude.
Shit. All right.
Theory is back alive, dude. Tyler Perry and his mom look the exact same.
Tyler Perry. Kevin Hart is like 10 for 10.
Every picture, it looks like Tyler Perry.
I don't know. I don't know, man. That one's like
they
a 7-0.
They both have that, like, foot head. They both, like, fucking look like they both have gigantism.
They're, the Kevin Hart's 10 for 10. Tyler Perry, I'm going to give you a 7 for 10. I saw the new Denzel, The Equalizer, and it was good. It was just Denzel. He's like an autistic black dude who, like, is super good at killing people. He's like OCD, I guess. He, like, counts his watch, and he's like, this will take 3 seconds.
Fucks an autistic black dude that just kills people?
Yeah, that's what the Equalizer is.
That's funny. That's a funny thing to call autistic black dudes. The Equalizer. Fucking Equalizers. We got an Equalizer on our couch right now. Fucking Lemaire Lee, dude. What up?
Yeah, so we had like, I'm like watching this, and at one point it's, you know, it's a, like the, there's like a young kid he's like looking out for who's like getting lured by the streets, but he's secretly an artist and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And at one point, Denzel gives almost a black conservative speech to be like, what you going to do? He's like, you know, they're like arguing real bad. He's like,
autistic black dudes tend to be. True. Equalizers do tend to be conservative.
That's very true. That's I didn't even think about that. But so he gives a speech like, what are you going to do? Blame on this, blame on a white man, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, I'm in the movies. I hear, I hear a lot of like older black dudes like, like, a couple psss. Like, you know, it's a mixed crowd. There's a mixed crowd.
What, they're unhappy with the white man comment?
A couple mm-hmms like, yeah, man, like, stop being a bitch. And the other, because there's an old schooler putting like a young, tough, like, wannabe gangster in his place. That's like Charles Barkley.
White man.
That's like their version of Charles Barkley telling young black kids to pull their pants up for your dad to be like, fuck yeah, whatever they say. Yeah, like, yeah, damn right, whatever their mm-hmm is. But then towards the end of the movie, he goes, like, promise me you read this book, and he hands him Ta-Nehisi Coates, Between the World and Me. And I'm like, I know who that guy is. And I'm like, that's weird. That's the total opposite of what you just said. But I think a producer was like, listen, you know,
yeah, it's here. Like, here's this book that blames it on the white man.
Yeah, essentially. Whiteness, white, again, race is an illusion, bro, created by us.
It's funny, you know, he mentioned...
Did you create it?
Yes, me personally. But apparently, that's a hot black conspiracy that, like, every famous rapper is gay. That's another one. They, like... I've been in multiple talks with people. They're like, Jay-Z's gay, Kanye's gay, they're all gay.
Kanye is actually probably gay.
There's, these people are claiming, like, inside... The dude who's telling me this, he's like, I know for a fact, dude. He's like,
oh, inside here's info. A little debate me and old Pedro over here used to have.
What?
Have you come off that Kanye West is the best yet?
I never said he was the best. I just said I liked him.
No, and he's gay.
I mean, he might be gay. I don't know.
That's a sick debate.
Yeah. I don't know what the terms are. So he's either good or he's gay.
Do you like him or is he gay? Yeah. That's the debate.
I mean, that's it.
Well, we did used to argue about the album Yeezus. I remember. You really hate Yeezus.
Well, all right, hold on. Yeah. The way you would defend it, you were like, it's a real beautiful, dark.
I didn't say that.
It's dark and it's beautiful the way it gets into his, you know, his twisted, fucked up mind.
I agree with...
This is just a fucking gay black dude hitting buttons on a fucking DJ table, and you're like, wow, this is impressive. It's like...
No, man. It sounds sick.
I will say, God. That album sucked dick. All Yeezus rap. Sucked.
Yeezus
sucks.
I'm going to put a pin in this conversation right now, dude.
I'll put a fucking pin in your butt, dude.
I think all rap is unlistenable and the worst. Hate rap now.
The liberals have butt fucked rap into making me really hate it.
It's
all very conscious now. Rap is like it's like empowering and
that's not the stuff that really truly sells. Well, I mean, I guess
Chance the Rapper, Kendrick, like I feel like the most popular hip hop artists now are typically like the messages.
Migos.
Lil Yachty.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think there's like two streams. There's like trap, which is all like, yeah, let's just fucking party. And then there's like
conscious rap.
Conscious getting played at the club.
At the root of rap, though?
Yeah, I guess like what gets
I'm not really at the club.
But at the, yeah, it's true. You are. At the root of rap, the whole thing is to be like, I'm the best.
Uh huh.
I will fuck your girlfriend. And I'm the best. I have all the money, and I'm the best dude. It's like, it's unlistenable.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
It's horrible.
If I'm not, like, if I'm, like, depressed or feeling sad or anything like that, and I listen to rap, it's so hard to listen to.
So exactly. Matt, you don't like bragging in music?
No, not really.
Not when it's like that.
I like someone who's good at playing an instrument, playing it, and just being like, we're all one, and I'm like, fuck yeah, dude, it's sick. I mean, bragging, even when rockers are like, I'm coming through your town for a hot mama, I'm like, ew, dude, get the fuck out of here with your tight-ass pants.
Dude, here's a great...
God, man.
I forgot, there's a guy on a fucking dirt bike in this neighborhood that is just fucking nonstop. People who don't live in Philly don't know what's going on here. Black people in Philly love dirt bikes.
Yeah.
More than anyone ever.
Well, you know what?
More than white trash. White trash fucking loves dirt bikes. Black people love dirt bikes.
I mean, dude, that's a...
Philly black people love dirt bikes.
Dude, yeah, they run the street sometimes. But it's like 60 of them together. And they just broad street lights don't mean anything. And they just fucking roll, dude. Yeah.
But a lot of the dudes riding the dirt bikes are usually like... Fun. That's like the poor black neighborhoods. That's just poor people love dirt
poor
bikes.
Poor people love dirt bikes, of course. Across the board.
Yeah. But they don't have, like, fields and shit to drive in, so there's a whole element to being, like, a poor black dirt biker to where, like, you can just buzz through a city grid, and it's like, it's got to be fun as fuck.
That's what I'm saying.
It's got to be fun as fuck.
And then when you got 30, when they have, like, 30 of their boys, sometimes they'll do, like, 30 of their boys just blowing through lights.
Popping wheelies.
And then did you ever see when the Crown Vic boys come? There's, like, 90 Crown Vics that, like, all gang up and, like, buzz down Broad Street. It's insane. Do you ever see those cars that it's like, it'll just say like Y2K King or like some weird shit?
Oh, yes.
So it'll be like Rough Rider Club and like there's this dude, it's so fun. I want to be in a black SUV Explorer Club so bad, dude.
I was driving with
Do you ever see those? It's just like SUV Explorer, just like big time car club.
Sitting on like 40-inch rims.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That must be sick.
They're just big boy toys, dude.
Big time, dude.
I was driving with Charles and we got passed by one of those motorcycle gang, like just a bunch of dudes. What motorcycle gang? I don't know. They're on jackets.
Yeah, they're gangs.
But anyway, they drove past us.
Super predators.
Me and Charles were talking. Here we go. He's getting set off. No, he drove past me and Charles, and we were talking about breakups or whatever. And
you were talking about fucking.
Yeah, that's where this goes. Yep.
All right.
That's
so
where
you,
it ends up, dude.
So you
That's
were,
where it ends up.
You were talking.
Right. I'm learning about myself.
Hold on.
Here.
Hold on.
Maybe I'm a fucking.
No. So you were in the car. You were in the car talking to Charles about fucking, and a very threatening group of black people drove up next to you. And what happened next?
I said, I'm really happy my ex isn't on the back of one of those.
Yo, that was a really funny racist
Blizz,
joke.
No, Blizz,
racist?
Blizz yeah, told
sure.
me about this.
Oh, man. I don't think it was racist.
No, it's not.
It's
not
it's
racist.
It's so different.
Blizz
and
told me about
like,
this.
It's really funny because it's so sad to see your ex with somebody new, but then also, like, it is kind of hot that, like, oh, man, oh, she loves it.
My thing is, I heard that story. I heard that story from Blizz, and I was thinking of more like the crotch rocketers. You'll get similar gangs of, like,
yeah.
crotch rocketers, too.
Yeah.
And as he was explaining that to me, I was thinking you were talking about, like, a crotch rocket gang. And Blizz told me that story, and I was dying laughing.
Yeah.
But now, the fact that you had a poor black dirt biker gang flying past, he was like, dude, that's so funny.
Oh, just like, that would be devastating.
Like, Jesus,
that
man.
Is.
Well, there's
then
a
you
th-
gotta,
there's
I'm
a
nothing here. Like those guys.
Then you got to go on a mission. Like, you're like Super Mario. You got to rescue the princess.
No, I got to go.
You got to jump on all the black dirt bikers' heads.
Well, you know what? There's a weird thing, especially in rap, I've picked up on where, like, they'll talk about, like, how, like, a dude will, like, they'll fuck chicks with their friends and, like, share chicks and stuff.
Yeah. Run a train.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I feel like that's the black dude's version of like how like kids in the suburbs like jerk off together. Black dudes in their teens will just like all fuck one chick.
Yeah.
And they'll like all get hit from the neighbor. So
hell yeah.
Yeah, I think that's like a cool thing.
That's how me and my dogs rolled. I mean, we jerk off in front of each other also. But,
wow,
yeah.
You guys took it to the next level. You guys share babes?
First fingerage I ever had was with my dogs.
You
guys
first
hand jobs.
But that's true.
First hand jobs was dual.
That's actually
group,
whoa.
That's
whoa,
more sexually diabolical than anything I've ever been.
Your first penile experience was a devil's threesome.
Yes, and we weren't the only two to get in that.
That's
what was she
sex,
a fucking
dude.
Octopus?
That's
how did she
play?
Well,
film,
no, we were
dude.
Just taking turns.
Wait, she was just boom, 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 boom.
Next
out,
group.
Get out.
Next group.
It was just hungry hippo.
It was. Dude.
What does this girl do now?
She's probably dead.
Senator. Wildly successful.
Because she'd be in jail.
Yeah, exactly. She can jerk off 12 dudes a day. There's no limit to what
she
can do.
I think she was online. She was online said mushrooms, dude. She was on a different level. Just like
I was talking to a cop recently, and it was funny. They were saying that like they're like now they're like watching.
Wait, you're talking to the cops?
Yeah, I was talking to a cop.
Dude,
right?
You've been compromised.
Some of my boys are cops. I
who
might
owns the cops?
Who?
The CIA.
Hillary,
you're compromised.
Yeah,
have you been fucking dishing out?
I got a fucking jet soon.
You
got
to get out of here. All right.
The cop, they're saying that like this dude was like, I'm in this area, and you watch him slowly get gentrified, and he's like, you get the same people who call the cops on like black dudes for like walking around their neighborhood.
Yeah.
He's like, then you're like, you come out, and you're like, Jesus Christ, I gotta go to this black guy and be like, hey man, like, can I see some ID? And like, fuck you, man, I live right around the corner. And you're like, I know someone called, and then like as soon as they start struggling, now you got to subdue them. He's like the same person that calls the cops will come out and start phoning you, like, "Hey, what are you doing? Stop that!" Stop. And he's just like, "What the fuck, man?
God,
like I didn't want to even come down here."
Yeah.
The same people like, there's only a black guy near my house. I'm like, oh, stop that, officer. Leave him alone.
Dude, I'm not kidding. A week after the Starbucks thing happened with those two black fellows,
yeah,
just. They were just, you
some
know,
black businessmen.
They were just minding their business, loitering, and I thought that was crazy too. I mean, like,
that was
how fucking scared do you have to be of somebody to call a fucking
know,
cops
dude.
On two dudes chilling there?
Unbelievable.
They were just
like
chilling.
Two black entrepreneurs,
they were just
dude.
Chilling there.
Did you ever see black entrepreneurs in like a public restaurant just
oh.
like holding it down, dude? It's sick. I
oh,
mean, if you've
dude.
Ever been in a pyramid scheme, you'd see these guys.
They're well dressed. They got quotes on their phone.
I don't mean to cut you off,
please.
But I did a show in. Was it Kensington Square? Is that where that was?
No, that was in Rittenhouse Square.
Rittenhouse, that's what I mean. Yeah, yeah. I can't fucking remember Rittenhouse. I don't know why.
That's fine.
But I did a show in Rittenhouse that week, and yeah. I went to the Starbucks. I did an all-black show in Rittenhouse. I was the only white guy in the room. I totally forgot about it. I went to that Starbucks, got a fucking iced coffee, and showed up to the show, and every black person was like, you the whitest motherfucker. I was like, oh shit, my bad. I forgot about this.
I imagine you so walking funny. In and like, wait, this is the one that went down. The cashier's like, all right, bro, chill. And you start just spinning around in the store.
Like, yes, dude, good job. You guys did the right thing. Anyway,
yeah.
I'll take
it. Yeah, dude. But like that, the following week, I was in my neighborhood and I was in Starbucks and there was a crazy black lady there. Crazy.
Yeah.
And she was like physically assaulting people. Like she was running up to people and be like, sir, I need money. Like she would like.
Yeah.
And it was like, so like four people, everybody that worked at Starbucks is on the phone. Like, there's a lady here assaulting. And you get all, they were all like black, female. And I'm like, they're not coming. There's no way. And they never came.
Of course not.
Because they probably got that call like, that's your fucking problem, dude. I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to be on film. Again. Yeah.
Oh, that's so fucking funny.
Yeah, that's.
It happens all the time in stores. It happens to me where like, you'll be in somewhere and you'll just get like some fucking crazy person off the street coming and start being like, it's just like, dude, get the fuck away from me. But like, it'll happen. I go to a lot of like yuppie-ish stores because I have a lot of dietary issues. So I'll go to like, I was in a gluten-free bakery and this crazy old black dude came in and was like, I'm like, dude, don't, he like put out his hand. I'm like, I'm not touching you, man. Yeah, I'm like, just come on, get out. He's fucking, dude, looks like he's like shit himself.
Yeah, you're good.
The lady's sitting there like, I can see the lady working there. I'm like, you should be fucking handling this right now.
Yeah, you have to say
now. I have to do it. She's like, it's like, this guy's a fucking nuisance. Get out of here.
When I first moved to the city and I'd never encountered that, I would be like, oh, hey. I shook hands with every homeless dude in Philly.
I mean, what's more racist than not being able to tell the difference between like crackheads and regular black people? It's like, dude, look at this guy. He's a fucking homeless crackhead. Kick him out.
Yeah, you don't have to be like, oh.
You don't have to be like, it must have been hard for you, sir. Here's a gluten-free. What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Take a Here's shit. A gluten-free
cinnamon bun. He just fucking has diarrhea right away.
What the fuck is coconut sugar?
Yeah.
Well, it's not refined.
It's not refined, sir. I'm so sorry. It's not refined. Like, well, yeah, you better refine
that. She
puts
a gun to her head. She's like, I'm so sorry. Just tell me what you're doing.
I used to work in, when
get
I worked
for my brother. Refine it. When I refine it right now.
Refine it in front of me. Get some Cuban motherfuckers right here. I used to sit in my brother's taco shop. And I'd have to like, it was like the most racist double bind where like, it was like a lot of like, it was around like Clark Park. It's like a lot of like young like yuppie types would come up, order coffee. I know like, all right, these guys don't really like sugar that much, so they'd be asked for sugar. I'd be like, spoonful. Black lady would come up, she'd be like, coffee with
it's sugar time, dude.
I'd be right. Like, literally, I go, I'm not gonna treat her. I'll give her what I think is fair. What the hell? And I'm like, all right, I'm sorry. So I start when black people come up, I would just instinctively give them like six times the amount of sugar as a young West Philly mom, and things went well.
I knew you were compromised by the CIA dishing out diabetes to African-American community.
Yeah, you fucking injecting fucking blacks
with diabetes. Such a dude.
But I always be like, and then I get one black guy like, oh man, this is sweet as hell, and I'd be like, sorry, bro.
Sorry, dude. I thought you were black.
Sorry.
Wait, are you not you're not black?
I'd always do it. I'd be like, I'm just gonna give everyone the equal amount of sugar, and it was like 9 times out of 10. Like, what the hell? I'm like, all right, sorry.
That was one of my first, also shaking hands and talking to every homeless dude that was like, I'm just trying to get a bus back to New Jersey. I'd be like, oh, fuck, dude, my bad. I'll help you. I got tricked every time. Also, one of the biggest culture shocks was black people putting sugar and cream in their coffee. I went to I was at a fucking Starbucks or I was at a coffee shop, and I watched this lady put 12 packs of sugar into her coffee. Yeah. And I was seriously, I was like, holy fuck, this lady. I thought that was a crazy lady. And then a week later, I saw this thing. I was like, holy fuck, black people just crush sugar.
Sugar, dude.
And then, dude, the worst part is like,
black people. This black is a black heavy sugar, episode.
Dude, it's.
Yeah, no, we're not saying anything.
No, of course not.
I think about this a lot now because it's something that has to come to a head. Because when I started doing stand up, it was more like what was in more so was like, I think Opie and Anthony type, to where it was like, you could go on stage just like SJWs can now and be like, black and shooting the or cops are shooting kids. People used to go on and be like, then I told that black guy not to steal my bike again. Crush fucking room.
Yeah.
I was like, man, this fucking sucks. So I was against that forever. Then I've seen the opposite wave come, and I'm like, well, fuck this. And now, like, just thinking against that, it's a weird place to be in.
Yeah, dude, that's like that. We were just talking about this with the place I'm working. It's like everybody's trying to go too hard to the right. It's like, there's a bunch of people in the middle that are just trying to be like, just have a good time and laugh. And
it's like, yes, black people in the inner city litter a lot. I see it every day.
Yeah, it's like, but that's like,
I started shaming them though. When I saw a guy litter bug out of his car, and I was walking my dogs, and I stopped, and they stopped at a stop sign. I raised my eyebrows and went, and he's like, man, fuck you. And
yeah, you're gonna get fucking machete, dude. You're getting macheted real soon.
There's an Uber Eats driver, like a black superhero patrolling the streets. Yeah. Dude, he's gonna
run around littering, waiting for dudes like you to fucking pop out.
Dude, was watching Luke Cage for 12 hours, like, fuck, I gotta go to Uber Eats.
That fucking white eyebrow raise has gotta be, that's like black kryptonite.
Literally,
an instant fight. If you see a black person and hit him with a white eyebrow, like,
oh, dude, he literally was eating like a fucking burger and like got a bag of trash and just like opened his window, like half his body up the window, spiked a bag of trash right in the street. And I just looked at him like, what the fuck, man?
Dude, he's I've seen you throw a full beach chair out on the turnpike.
This is true. I was painting all this week. I was telling my boss, I'm like, dude, I went through stages of littering too. I used to literally drive down the road and be like, it's time to fucking clean my car out. And I would just completely just everyone. Just
throw everything out.
I did this. I was fucking 19. Yeah, right. I used to, when I pulled off, maybe just 2 years ago, I'd have a pizza box and I'd throw it under my car and drive away and be like, that doesn't exist.
Yeah.